This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's go, girls. All right, Woman Wednesday, I need to know, am I the only one who didn't know that there is a $100 maximum on cash back at a grocery store?
I didn't know that.
Okay, and more so, is this actually legit? Okay, so let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I had gone to a grocery store that I don't normally go to. Mm-hmm. I needed to pick up some cash because we were doing some things at my grandma's house. We're still trying to clean out her house, and I had somebody coming to do some work. So I was like, cool, I'm going to run into this grocery store. I'm just going to grab a pack of gum. I'm going to pay for it and get the cash back. So I get up there. I put in $200 cash back. It lets me, okay, $200, hit enter, approved. I look at the cashier and she looks back at me like kind of glaringly and goes, I don't have $200.
Well, why did you approve it?
And so I look at her and I'm like, sorry. But, the transaction's approved, everything's done.
Wait, you got a condescending look?
Yeah. Oh, it gets worse. So then she goes, the maximum is $100, with attitude, right? So now...
Oh, no.
You turn on the attitude, guess what?
You get it back.
My attitude turned back on, too. So I looked at her and I said, I'm sorry, is that posted somewhere? Because there was nothing on the little ATM pad that said, maximum cashback. Nothing like that. And she goes, no. It just is. That's the way it is.
What is wrong with her?
So now I'm like, okay, well, it approved it. Hand me my money, looking at her. She gives me, her cash register, of course, opens up. She hands me the $200, which she did have in her register. And she's like, here you go.
So she said she didn't have it, but then she ended up giving it to you straight from the register.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Had it said on there, limit is $100, whatever, I would not have asked for $200. But the fact that it didn't have it listed, the fact that the ATM machine or the little pad let me put in $200 cash back, don't let it be an option.
You're 100% correct here. And the fact she gave you attitude is absolutely ridiculous. I never get cash back, but when I do, it's $10 or something like that. But every time I remember getting cash back, I always remember that they have a maximum amount cash back little sign right there. Which says, okay, I can't get more than that. Fair enough.
Yeah, have it posted. Don't yell at me after the fact.
So it approved your request, and then she gave you attitude.
Yeah.
And then you ended up getting it anyway.
So for Woman Wednesday, am I the only one that didn't know this? Is this, legitimately a rule, or is she just in a bad mood?
888-431-3764. All right, let's recap Woman's Wednesday. You needed to get some cash back to pay some movers or something or some workers. You went to the grocery store. You put in $200 cash back in the machine. It approved it, but then the cashier gave you attitude about it.
She did. She was like, the maximum is $100. And the way she gave me an attitude, I immediately flipped my attitude on too. And I was like, well, is that posted anywhere? No, it just is.
See, this has nothing to do with you.
Okay, I didn't know that's a rule. Brenda from Upland text in says, sorry, Kelly, the minimum or that maximum has been around for years, although the attitude was uncalled for. See, I didn't know this.
Yeah, but that doesn't help. You only know that if you shop there regularly. You just went to the store to get cash back. They have to have it posted somewhere, and she can't afford to give you attitude like that.
Well, and other people posted in here, 562 says, good morning, Stater Brothers allows $200 cash back. Well, at least the Grand Terrace one does. I was not at Stater Brothers. I will tell you that. It was a different grocery store. And 909 says, I've gotten $300 cash back at a Stater Brothers.
Yeah, so you can do it, but every time I got cash back, they've had it posted somewhere, the maximum amount you can get, which is why I'm annoyed about this.
Well, and if it would have been posted, I obviously would not have asked for more than whatever was posted. Amanda and Selmar, was this chick just having a bad day, or is this actually a rule?
Probably caught her on a bad day and probably got her when her supervisor just picked up her money from her till.
But what's that got to do with her?
It doesn't have to deal with her per se, but sometimes when the supervisors pick up their money, like do money drops at a certain hour, they only leave about, I want to say, possibly 200 in the till. And usually it's just fives and ones and maybe 420s.
Okay. And if that would have been the case, like, I understand, but she also handed me the cash back in 20s. Like, and she had it in her register.
You did get it. So she lied. The 951 says, the only time I've ever encountered a limit is at a gas station. I've never had an issue of getting more than 100 at a grocery store. And they don't say that the maximum is 100. It's not posted. I just have a problem with, like, rude people. Like, everyone has problems in their life. Don't vent your frustrations on other people who are just trying to get something done in their life.
Oh, yeah. The customer service has definitely gone down in the last few years. Terry in Seal Beach says she once went to a Ralph's, and there they do have it posted that the maximum cashback is $100. But she said, I will always ask before I try and withdraw a big number. And, yeah, maybe that was on me. I should have said, hey, by the way, I'm going to get cash back. Do you have $200? I know that for future, you know, purposes now, but in hindsight, I didn't know that.
But perhaps, but isn't asking also having the amount approved? They could have declined it.
Well, and the other thing was, yeah, the machine let me ask for it.
Exactly.
Like, if you're not going to give back that much, then don't let it be an option,
yeah,
right?
Soliciting you.
All right, what do you think about Woman Wednesday? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Bad guy here, or was this cashier just having a bad day?
She was having a bad day.
For Woman Wednesday, this took place over the weekend. I went to go get some cash back. I had some people doing some work at my grandma's house, so I needed $200 cash. So I go to the grocery store, get a pack of gum, do the cash back. I type in $200, approved. I look at the cashier. She looks at me and she goes, I don't have $200. Now I'm confused because I'm like, well, it's already approved. Like, what do I do? And so she looks at me and with attitude, she goes, the maximum is $100. Okay. So I asked her, is that posted somewhere? No. Well, if it's not posted, how was I to know? Is that a rule? Do people know that $100 cash back is the maximum?
And since it got approved, the money had gone out of your account, right? So she's just not going to give it to you after you'd already been charged the $200?
Well, and she did. She ended up giving me the $200. She was not happy about it. And she did have it in her register. It kind of threw me off. I was like, if I was in the wrong, I'm sorry, but have it posted if that's a rule. Andrea in Long Beach, do you know, is that a rule?
I have never heard that. And from when I used to work retail, and I know I have my neighbor that works down the street from me, I've asked him this question before because he sets up those machines inside like Vaughn's, and he says no, the company itself will designate what their max back is on the machine so they can program it into the machine and they will tell you what they're willing to do.
See, and that makes sense. Like, if it's not going to be an option, then don't let me press it in.
You are not in the wrong here at all, Kelly. The 909 says, Stater Brothers, I get 200, no problem. A lot of other people said that.
Mm-hmm.
And at other stores, if there is a maximum, it will decline and tell you the maximum limit. That did not happen to you, right?
No, it's approved. And I was like, okay, cool. I got my $200. I can go on my way, go do what I need to do at Nana's house. But yeah, this lady was not happy
and
about
then
it.
How's it your fault? She should have just given you the $200 and then she had an issue with it, gone to her management saying, hey, my cash register's empty now, fill me up or do something else, but blame you.
Well, and the 909 says the cashier was probably just having a bad day and was in a bad mood, but a lot of times they do leave the bare minimum in the drawer for safety purposes. That I get. But if that's going to be the case, then post it. Let me know.
Yeah, I'm just over people being rude to other people they don't know because of their personal problems or the bad day they're having. Get over it. Suck it up. Deal with it yourself.
951 says, a lot of times, even if it is posted, the customers will still ask for cash back at an amount higher than what's posted. So she was probably in a mood.
Well, that's stupid.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that wasn't your fault.